Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. A spear fisherman has been injured after being bitten by a shark off the Pilbara coast. It's understood he was treated for a wound to his shoulder by paramedics at a Port Hedland boat ramp around 11:30 this morning before being taken to Hedland Health Campus. The Royal Flying Doctor Service is being sent in to transfer the man in his 30s to Perth. A man and woman in their 30s have been remanded in custody after facing the Perth Magistrates Court charged with failing to protect a child from harm. A six-month-old baby boy was admitted to Collie Hospital last week before being transferred to Perth Children's Hospital due to his condition. He died on Wednesday. Self-testing kits to detect suspected drink spiking are being rolled out across WA. They'll be available at 24-hour police stations in the Perth metro area and all regional stations. Acting Police Commander Gordon Fairman says the kits can identify more than 600 substances.
Historically, victims of drink spiking incidents have stated that they've not been able to access forensic testing and that without forensic evidence, they've not been believed. The introduction of this process will help to close that gap.
And Thailand is in mourning following a childcare centre massacre that claimed the lives of at least 37 people. Treasurer Jim Chalmers is among those to offer their condolences.
I know that that community and those families will be going through a horrific time as they contemplate the loss, the thieving of those little souls and what that means for those who've survived it.
In sport, the Aussies have lost an early wicket as they take on the West Indies in their second T20 at the Gabba. Opener Cameron Green out for just one run. Mitch Marsh is being rested from tonight's match, returning home to Perth yesterday ahead of Sunday's clash with England. Cam Waters has claimed provisional pole position for the Bathurst 1000, finishing fastest in today's slippery qualifying session at Mount Panorama. And reigning A-League champions Melbourne City will launch the new season tonight against Western United.